Hey, welcome to another episode of Hustle and Grind. Where are we on, ladies, now? Episode 13?
12, I think.
Oh, it's 13.
12?
Special edition.
Hey, 13. We had special edition, which was 12. Now we're on 13. Lisa wasn't with us with the special edition. That's why.
No, she was.
I was with y'all. It was.
No, she wasn't. I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
Hustle and Grind, powered by Stables Media and sponsored by Wager Attack and VIP Bets. So we really appreciate that. I kind of sped through that a little bit. So Wager Attack is in the States, and in Canada is VIP Bets. So we really appreciate you guys sponsoring it. It's really nice.
You look nice.
Keep going.
Are you okay over there tonight?
I'm fine. No, sorry. Really excited today. It's golf season. Sun's out. We're ready to, sorry.
Yeah, I see you got that little nice color to you right now.
Ooh.
That little sunburn color from golfing. Okay, so let's go.
Okay, sorry. My lovely Lady D and Lisa. Zip it. Lady and the real Joe Madden. I'd love to have you guys introduce yourselves now.
Go ahead, Lisa. It's all yours.
Hi, everyone. What's going on? You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram at Good Evening Heels. I'm Lady D. And take it away, Joe.
Hey, guys. It's Joe. I'm not really active on Twitter, but Facebook and Instagram, look me up, the Joe Madden. Make sure you follow us on Hustle and Grind. We are on everything that we can be on. So we have Vinny G watching right now. Vinny, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
I didn't take the time to plug myself a lot. So if you guys want to follow me on Instagram and Facebook.
Nobody cares about you, Cam.
And whatever else there is, you guys can follow me there.
He's on TikTok. It's pretty funny.
TikTok.
Day.
There you go.
You're on TikTok.
And Cammy P's starting an OnlyFans.
I have like 32 followers. I'm really cool.
It's okay, because I only got 9.
I'm doing really well, actually. YouTube.
You guys, our Hustle and Grind is on TikTok as well, so make sure you go follow us there. We are, I think we've gone over 2,000 followers on TikTok, you guys. So yay! Thank you, everyone who follows us on TikTok. If I can,
thank you.
Lara goes to TikTok right now. They're commenting on one of the videos. I'm sure it's one with you, Cam. So
yeah, it's none with me.
You guys, good weekend. We hit an amazing plus money dog, huge dog, plus 202. It was good. Buffalo Sabres.
Yay! Woo! Where's our little clapping thing?
Okay, so they beat the Philadelphia Flyers. This was one of those games that when you started watching this game, they came back from, 3-2? Yeah. Going into the third, and then all of a sudden, 5-3 win. Yeah. It was absolutely incredible.
It was an amazing, crazy game. But you know what? The Flyers have not been very great. They're hot and cold. So, you know, you never know who they're going to win and who they're going to lose to. And they lost to Buffalo, who has been, like, on a really, really cold streak. So,
but you know what? Our Hustle and Grind team, every time the Sabres win, guess who's bet on them? Us. And have we bet on them the other times? No. I am so proud of our team on the Buffalo Sabres. We are just killing when they're going to win it.
Exactly.
So
fire on that. So
we totally are. So let's see. Tomorrow they're playing the Boston Bruins. Now this is going to be a harder game for them.
Yes, it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. What are you thinking with this game?
Let's go on the totals.
Yeah.
No, you're not taking it. I know, because definitely I know they're not going to win it, but I haven't seen what the money line is. Bruins a high money line.
It's going to be insanely high. I'm not even touching money line on the Boston Bruins. Bruins need to win this too bad. Have we confirmed? So the Buffalo Sabres just traded Taylor Hill to the Boston Bruins. Now, he's always wanted to play for the Bruins. I actually hated his speech. He's like, I want to get on a winning team. I'm so happy. Like, I'm traded to the Bruins, which, you know, that really sucks coming from the Sabres. It would hurt to get traded. So I understand why he talked like that. But I didn't like it. Have we heard if he is allowed to play this game tomorrow or not? I haven't. I've been looking to see.
I haven't seen either too much about it as well. But, yeah, they are -320 tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. So do you think they could win by 2 points to bring that down on the puck line to plus one? It would probably be plus 120, plus 110.
Close, because Buffalo has always been a team that kept it close and played very great defense, even though they don't win their no damn games. So this is going to be a very tight game. And the last time they played each other, it was very tight too. So that's why I'd never play the puck line against Buffalo or Bruins.
Yeah. So then our best bet is taking the total. Cammy P, what do you think on the total? 5.5, over or under?
Trying to be?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking. I was like explaining what I was talking about.
We don't want to
hear you. You're mumbling today.
We don't want to hear that.
No, I've got the goalies. I've got the goalies tonight. Tomorrow night. And it's Oldmark and Rask. And I think Rask's going to pull it out. Honestly, I think it's come down to goals when it comes to hockey, personally. But Rask's going to pull it out. So I think it's the Bruins.
100%. Yeah, we can't bet them at -320.
No. No, but you can cover the you can cover the spread with that. So I think it's gonna be a very close game. Both goalies, Ullmark is really good as well. So it'll be a really close game.
Okay. So Lisa, what do you want to do on this total? I'm loving the over on this total.
Over. 5.5. I think the spread right now is at, I was just looking at it. I'm getting distracted.
Stephanie, thank you for watching.
What's your over on that, Lisa?
What happened?
5.5.
What's your over on
that? It's 5.5, and I'm just looking at what the odds are. And I can't find my freaking app that I usually get.
I think you can over. Get over 5.5 for -120.
It's over two. Sure. Agree with that.
Yeah. I think it's -120 for over 5.5. And do you guys ever play the over in the first period?
I'm not a big first period person, but I heard that pretty common to some hockey bettors.
Yeah.
Also, the first period, who's going to win? Like
absolutely.
The first period. So I never really got into it because I usually like doing the full game. So
I like doing the full game too. Though? I believe it's over 1.5 for that first period. So if you think two goals are going to be scored. Though? Pardon?
What would a beginner better bet that?
Well, no, beginner better won't bet it. You got to be advanced better. You got to know what the hell you're doing.
You want to explain why they're betting the first period?
I'm like, I don't touch the first period.
Well, teams, they have more energy and they come out stronger in that first period. So I do like those overs in that first period when you have weaker defenses and offenses that are coming on after rest. So in this situation, it's probably a good game to bet that over in the first period and the over in the full game, because I think it's going to be a high scoring game. When you look at games like tonight, the Avs game, I think instead of taking a total in the abs game, you're better off betting the abs for their team total over 3.
So if you were going to be a new bettor and you wanted to bet on the first period, you'd recommend betting on the whole game rather than the first period or the second period or the third period?
It depends on the situation of the game.
For a new bettor.
New bettors, I wouldn't start looking at team totals, and I wouldn't start looking at
So a new bettor, you want to bet on the whole game, not the first period or the second period or third. Okay.
Yeah.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Did I make it awkward?
Seems like sure. Are you making it awkward tonight?
No, just the one all the time.
Why are you making it so awkward on this show tonight?
Wow.
Okay, for everyone who's listening on Spotify, Cammy P is like looking really oddly at all of us, making awkward. He's like ducking on camera. You guys have to go check this out on YouTube.
Like here? It's like blinding my eyes.
Okay, so guys, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple iTunes, go check it out on YouTube. See exactly what Cammy P is doing in the camera and what we're seeing. And
he's getting very
it's not good. I'm actually just dodging the light that's coming in here. If I look in here, it's like right at the sun.
You look gorgeous in that sunlight, though.
Do I?
Aww. You do.
You're just a sweetheart. You thank you so much.
We're all in the sun.
Sweet.
Okay, you guys. Who wants to talk about Masters? I think Cammy G, you.
Oh, my God. The Masters. What a mind fuck that whole thing was. I had so many different people, and it was like back and forth, and it was like Rory, so many guys. I can't even bring it in. Yeah,
my guy tied for 36. I don't even know what the hell happened to him. He was like 16 and went down.
How do I pronounce his name? Can't pronounce his name. Good for him.
Matsuyama.
Good for him. He dialed it in day two. He fucking killed it.
First,
he dialed it in and just decimated everybody else. And good for him for doing it. Like, it was awesome. Yeah. Like, it was big in Japan. They're going to be huge on this already, I think. But the fact that he did that in day two was just crazy. We had Speed come back. We had
Those bogeys messed him up and Brian too, because I was rooting for Brian to come back. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, there's a few guys for sure that I wanted to come back for sure. But like he killed him day two. Like he set a good precedent like for strokes, and then on day three it was like they had some guys come back and it wasn't great. So it was a good game. It was a good match all around, but he deserved it.
Man, I was up the whole time. I think he was total 11. The whole
-11.
-11. I was looking at it. I was looking into it. I was like, oh,
that's 4 days. That's crazy.
Absolutely. So I thought John Rahm would have done better. He tied for 5th at -6. Cammy, who did you have?
I had Spieth.
Oh, that's right. He was 3rd.
I think Brian Harman and Spieth was right between each other because they were.
Oh, okay.
I have to look it up now. He wasn't 3rd.
No, he was like 7 and 8th.
He was like 5th or 6th.
He was?
My guy was tied for 5th, and I don't
think. We know what we're doing, guys. Don't worry. Promise.
I don't know why none of my guys went to. I know the one that I really, really wanted, Collins. He was another Asian, but the U.S. But he was like all the way down. I don't know what the hell. He was tied for 17th on the first 2 days. He was coming up, and then
he's tied for 3rd, but he was in like 5th place. So Spieth was tied for 3rd, but he's in 5th place.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was like right around about there. Nice. So I don't know where the hell happened.
Way to go, Lisa. Way to drain 10 minutes off our podcast.
I don't know where my guys went to. They went to hell.
No one smile.
You guys.
Tough crowd. Okay. Really tough crowd tonight, guys.
Tough crowd. So, dial it down, Cammy P. I am going to run our commercial really quick here because we all know you guys are looking for a sports book. And if you're looking for a sports book,
you're cutting out.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.
There we go. So, you guys, I'm watching this Leafs and Canadians game. We need one more point in this game.
Is the Canadians still up?
The Canadians are up 3-2, and I've got over 5.5. So it's at 5 right now. Canadians. You have the Canadians?
I have the Canadians at a dog.
Okay. So you guys want to talk about the latest retirement in the NFL?
Oh, yes. Let's go. Thoughts.
Yeah, let's go.
Cammy, what's your thoughts about?
No, don't put me in the spotlight on this one. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this.
Okay. So the Patriots released Julian Edelman, which you guys all know, even though he's a Patriot. I absolutely love him. I love him. I think he's absolutely fantastic. I watched him play as a quarterback at Kent State. He is one of the toughest players around.
I agree.
I don't think he's done. He's only 34 years old. I don't think he's done. I think we will see him come back. I think we'll see him come back with Brady. I don't know if it's going to be this season or next, but I think at some point he will play with Brady just like Gronk. Lisa?
I'm on board with you. There's a lot of talks going on there that about his contract, and he was waiting for this contract to happen. The thing is, everybody is afraid about his knee. How bad is the knee? His knee injury. Like what you said, is he going to play this season? Are the Tampa Bay going to really get in him? Is he doing what Gronk did? I'm retiring. And then go right to straight to Tampa Bay.
I see it
going on right now that he's doing a Gronk move, and he's going to go right to Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay is going to be a more amazing team. So
absolutely, Ben agrees with us.
Well, I guarantee the Bucs are going to pick him up. I guarantee the Bucs are going to pick him up for sure. But they wouldn't. I don't think the Patriots would lose him just for to help the Bucs. Strengthen up at all. So,
how can they know?
They're actually going to pick him up.
I just think it's the knee. It's going to be related to the knee, and he's going to make it bigger than what everybody expects. But it's going to hurt him. Because do Tampa Bay really want to take that? You know?
Mm-hmm. And now Vasu's asking, what's Edelman ever done? Okay. In that game, Super Bowl game against the San Francisco 49ers. If it wasn't for Edelman, I swear. I know Brady's the superstar, but if Edelman hadn't made some of those passes, catches, there would not have been another Brady Super Bowl in that game. Edelman is one of the most incredible. Is he classified as a slot receiver? I think he's a slot receiver.
Classified as a receiver, but he has been receiving. He plays well with Tom Brady as well.
Okay, Vasu was playing. He was playing.
Vasu, what the hell?
I was worried for a second. I was like, Vasu, where have you been? What do you mean? What's Edelman done? Julian Edelman is one of the toughest player. Like you listen to what like his injuries have been and what he's gone through. And he's played through his knee. I don't believe it. I think he didn't want to be Patriots. I think he was not happy where he was. I think he wanted to follow Gronk and Brady and be there.
Right.
So those last 10 games he didn't play.
He wants to go to the winning team. You know what? The Patriots are going to have to rebuild themselves, honestly. And they're not rebuilding themselves.
Oh, you're not.
Look at Cam.
Cammy P has interaction from the audience.
My next son is not going to take my truck. He's not taking that shit. I will be his ass. Bye. He's going to. He's making it like a thing about it. So, sorry. Oh. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Yeah. At 18, he should know when you're on a show. Maybe remind him of that.
He's on purpose. So he's doing it on purpose so he can get away with the truck thinking I won't say anything, but I will murder him. I will tackle him in the road.
Hi, Dad. I'm taking a truck.
Yeah, I'll tackle him in the road. I don't care.
Benjamin, thank you. Yes, he is a slot receiver. That is true. You guys, I definitely think he's going to be back. He's from the Bay Area of Azusa, so I'm playing high school. Ooh, from the Niners. I think, you know what, Vasu, that's a good point, but I really think he wants to be with Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him anywhere else. Brady is a creature of habit. Brady loves his guys that show up for him.
What he's doing is he's bringing all the everybody from freaking patrons to him.
Yeah.
and to me, I think that's awesome because he got Gronk and he got somebody else to go to Tampa Bay. So we'll see what happens if he's going to be with the draft party, right? Not the draft party, but after the draft. Because we just got to see if the Patriots are going to release him.
Absolutely. Yes, Basu, you can see Giselle all you want if he goes there.
Nice, Basu. I like that.
I absolutely love it. Lemmy, what do you think? You haven't given your input. Do you think he's going to be with the Bucks?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I think Brady will bring him on. So there's not much more to say than that. So,
do any of you even think there is a chance that he's completely retired and never going to play again?
No.
Because if so, I'm actually, that's really sad. That's like Drew Brees retiring for me. It's honestly, the same thing.
They let him go for a reason. Unless there's some sort of conspiracy with like the Bucks and the Patriots, and they want to feed more talent over the Bucks, I think it's he's retiring. He's old.
Except he did great.
Last season, 3 years ago against the Patriots, he did well, very well with Brady. But how much has he done lately?
Well, he didn't play the last 10 games. But what do you do?
He'll sign the Bucks for a very discounted rate.
100%. I don't think so. No way. No way.
He's not even saying that he's gonna go.
But here's the thing: if you have a player that doesn't want to play with you, and they say they're injured, they're hurt, they're not playing, you are gonna release them.
So, like a child, if they have a hissy fit, you're gonna let them do whatever they want.
And yes,
but he can make that injury act like more.
No way.
He's released,
He's been hit so many times. He'll go with the Bucks for one season for a discounted rate. Guaranteed.
I don't think discounted rate, but I see him going with the Bucks.
Discounted rate.
Yes, Basu, you need to follow Hustle and Grind. Thanks, Tony.
He'll win more.
I love it. Tony, thank you for your support. Ben thinks he doesn't think he's done either. He's going to stay gone. Only reason
he's gone is
yeah.
I like it, Benjamin. I like it.
The thing is,
the worst case scenario, I think he goes to the Bucks. I think he's done.
Wow.
I think everything is a sham, retiring and he's going to do what Gronk did. When he said, I'm retiring, like, what the hell happened? They went and got, what's his name? Gronk.
Yeah. And you know what? It was always, it's just the thing. Brady likes his guys. He trusts Edelman. Edelman's won him so many things. Brady put out this huge post today on everything on Edelman. I don't see it being the last we see of him.
Yeah,
I think if it was, it would have come at the end of the season, kind of like he would have played one more game. I don't see a player going out injured and then not playing again and being like, okay, I retire. I don't think that's how any professional athlete wants to go out. They want to make going out their own decision, not because of health reasons. They don't want to go out that way. So that's my take on it. I hope we see him play again, even if it's Edelman.
I love Edelman. I love watching him play. I just don't think he's going to be. I think he's going to have one more season with the Bucs. That's it.
Somebody thinks it's cool.
Take it off.
He'll do really well, or he'll get a very low contract signing with the Bucs, and he'll do really well, and then he'll get a better contract after that. But he's going to get in.
I see what I got to go through in the back here. Somebody think it's okay to play with my bike. Get off of my bike before you break it.
If I was there, I'd be up on your bike too. It looks like a lot of fun. Okay, you guys want to announce our special show on the 29th?
You guys go ahead.
Go, Joe. Announce it.
We are having a Zoom NFL draft party on April 29th. We will go through the full first round, first day. You guys, you want to be joining us, we will send you the link invite. All you have to do is DM us on any of our social media or send us an email. I'm going to scroll that across the bottom right now.
Send us an email.
Be part of us, because you guys have to, you have to hit us up.
Met each other with last year's draft.
It's Lady D and my anniversary. It's our friendship anniversary.
It's our anniversary. I'm going to play that on our social media, our anniversary with that song. It's our anniversary.
It is. So for you guys that don't really know, we met last year on a draft party. Both of us had been sizing each other up for a while. Trying to see if we actually knew what we were talking about in sports, or if we were just a face for a guy. And on the draft party, we realized
both of them, I let them into the group. So you're welcome.
Okay, we're marked away.
Well, we accepted you into the group, Cammy P.
Yeah, you accepted in our group, Cammy.
We have more. You guys did, yeah.
It's lots of love. So we have something else too to talk about. We're gonna move on. So what you think about the UK boxing with Ebenezer and the Shannon chick? I think she was the UK. This was a great boxing fight.
It was.
Because I think both girls were they were undefeated, but there was a whole thing about, because Albanese, who we call the Blonde Bomber,
that name.
He would come out in the weigh-ins with lingerie, nothing but lingerie. She'll go in the weigh-ins, and she got huge top ties. Okay, so not too many females in the boxing got huge top ties. You know,
basically more. Okay, are they real or are they fake? I have not known this.
They're fake. It looks fake to me, but still. And she's pretty. She's not ugly chick. So there was just a lot of shit talking between them too, but Albanese and Shannon. It made me go towards Albanese more, because she went and she's like, listen, stop hating on me because I'm pretty and I know how to box.
Yeah.
And in the other girl, Shannon was always contradicting herself. So Albanese was a plus 648 dog. And unfortunately, she didn't win. I really wanted her. But she went and she did her thing in a ring. She kept it in. She had huge knot after the fight. The knot was so big, but she kept going on it. It showed that you can be pretty and still be boxing. Don't knock anybody hustle.
Absolutely. And the poor girl after that, she was destroyed. Those pictures.
You seen it too?
Yeah, I did.
Crazy. That freaking knot, it was a huge knot right on this. I think
Cammy P, did you see it?
No, but I watched the highlights and it was crazy.
she went on the punches. I can't wait to see
it. Her face is pretty bad.
Yeah. Okay, we got the over on the Leafs and the Canadians game. That is amazing. Oh, nice. There is a good win right there, you guys. Also, the Red Wings are beating the Hurricanes 2-0 in the third, 7 minutes left.
Okay,
so
what's going on with my the Blackhawks?
Ooh, let's look. The Blackhawks 3-3 tied with the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, 2 minutes go, 11. Blackhawks. Get your asses to what I need. I need the Blackhawks.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Everybody doing with MLB. To me, I feel like it was too early for me to bet it, but I have been tracking it and I've been going up and down. And so how have you, I know how you've been doing. You've been doing outstanding in MLB. Because you know I don't talk about MLB that much because I have refused to bet it in the first week, so.
Well, I swept on, was it Thursday night? And then Friday was, I think I went 2-4, so it wasn't great on Friday. The rest of the weekend, I pretty much broke even. Better weekend than on Friday, but it's been hard. There's been some games, and there's been some huge favorites where, like the Astros, I wanted to take them a couple times, but they're -300, and I'm not going to touch a game like that. But taking them on that run line is terrifying sometimes in baseball.
Exactly. So. It's just like freaking hockey with the damn puck line.
Yeah.
Now, oh, what happened to Cammy?
Oh, he just exited. He like I saw him. He like went like this. For some reason, he didn't want.
He didn't want us to be. He don't want to be ignoring him. But it's okay, Cammy.
It's okay. We forgive you, Cammy P. Looking at this,
I think his friend left with his car.
Oh, yeah, he's probably wrestling his 18-year-old son right now for not taking his car. I'm looking at the Padres against the Pirates. They're up 6-1 in the eighth, mid of the eighth.
So did you take the Padres or did you take
Pirates? No, I didn't even touch this one. I liked San Diego, but I didn't want to put the money on that run line. I thought it was too heavy on the Padres side because it is. It's like NFL. It's any given Sunday. My head can't say NFL because I'm so used to saying NHL because the NFL season's done. Every time I go to say NFL, I'm like NHL, whatever. Like, what?
NHL, NFL, whatever. Hockey.
Hockey.
Football in our brains now. We're ready.
Oh my God. I am so excited that football is coming back. I've been missing it so much. I don't even realize until I start looking at football pictures and like thinking about capping football. It is my favorite thing to do.
I love football too. Football and baseball and hockey are my good. NBA has been up and down with me. I don't know why my basketball has been horrible, but my college basketball, I freaking killed it this year. And I'm like, what the hell? Why? How can I do college basketball amazing and not do amazing in basketball and NBA? So I'm like, I'm getting crazy.
I think there's something about NBA. I think it's really off this year. I think having no fans is really affecting these teams.
I think so too. And then the whole COVID. And then there's a lot going on right now. In Minnesota, there have been something happened to a kid, a 20-year-old kid, and an officer. So now they had to shut down the whole city of Minnesota. Due to the riots and the protesting that is going on, is happening. They had to go down in a curfew. So now they postponed the Wilds game. They postponed the Minnesota Timberwolves game. And they postponed the Twins games too. So there's a do you think that other sports should take part in what one state is happening?
Oh, I don't know. It's a hard call because, right? It's really hard to say because you look at this and they're stands. They're stands for justice. They're stands for equality. They're stands for everything. But I don't know. I don't know if all sports should shut down for it.
And I don't believe all the sports. I'm okay with all the whole, like probably the state, like Minnesota, they can shut down, but don't shut down everybody else that don't have nothing to do with it. I mean, they can do respectfully and do a silence or a justice call right there in the game. Like do...
Sorry, guys. Pornhub came out at the same time. I was like, I had to delete one of you, and I chose you guys over the Pornhub. So it is what it is.
So why did you leave us?
For Pornhub.
Pornhub. Yeah. So Pornhub came out, and I deleted you guys over the Pornhub. So it was a really good video,
Pornhub.
It was a really good video.
You're watching Pornhub on this big of a screen?
No, I'm on my computer.
How dare you?
Come on, guys.
Wow.
Give me credit.
Glenn is on saying these folks are the best in the business. Thank you, Glenn. We're the best in the business. One of our
Well, two of us
have
are.
Over the rest of us.
Oh, you made the same joke, Joe.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Benjamin, so
I heard about that too, Benjamin. Mm-hmm. So, which is good. Yeah. But not like some of the groups I'm in were saying, oh, they're gonna cancel all the games. I'm like, wait, no, don't cancel all the games.
And I understand why they're not playing. I understand why people are sitting. But I don't know. I don't know. It's a hard one. It's a really hard situation. Right. So have we heard if the Minnesota games are postponed indefinitely or if it's just tonight?
I just think it's for probably 2 days, because when something like this happened, it's 2 days. They postponed for 2 days. So and then they'll come back and they'll go and do some recognition about what happened. So
definitely is a torn situation.
Go more into the politics of it. I just keep hearing about it because it's coming up and popping up everywhere. So, and the Hawks just won. So I'm 2-0 in hockey today. Woo!
Way to go, Lady D. That is awesome. We have, the Canadians won 4-2. That's fantastic. Senators beat the Jets. I did not see that coming. 4-2 in that game. Who did you guys take? We've got Vegas taking on the LA Kings. Who do you guys like in this game? Because I need to ask you.
Oh my God.
I just have to look one quick second. I'll find out.
Okay. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm taking LA Kings as the underdog in this game. I think the Kings play the Vegas Knights very hard. I think Vegas is coming in tired into this game, and I think for the value you get taking LA, I believe I got the Kings plus 160. I need to look. I think it was 165. But no, I got them 160. So I got them plus 160.
Plus one. The LA Kings are plus 175.
Okay, so it has gone up from when I got it this morning at plus 165. I think the value in taking them tonight against a tired Vegas team is worth it. That's why I took it.
When it gets tired, I get what you're saying, 100%. I agree with you on that. But I'm going to go with Leonard. Like he's 8-1-2. He's a net for Vegas.
He's so mad at the damn Texas.
This is winning. I want to agree with you. I do. I think like is a good dog. They are a good dog, and they could win. But I'm saying that the smart choice is Vegas, but the dog is definitely LA.
Yeah, but it definitely is a smart choice. But how much do you have to lay to take Vegas right now? Well, you have to lay minus 175.
It's not worth the bet at all. The ROI is like there's nothing there. Was it plus 175? You have to play $100 to win 75?
Yeah, it's minus 175. You have to pay 100.
I bet the LA Kings over that if you're going to do like a dog, and they have a good chance of winning tonight. I'm just saying that, like, with internet, it's going to be a tough one to go. But them being tired is also to play into it. So it could be a good dog for you, for sure.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. I definitely have the LA Kings plus 160 tonight. Lisa, what do you think on this game?
I don't like it at all. I'm not taking it. The Kings can be up and down, and Vegas can be up and down. I refuse to take it. I have my two games. I'm happy.
Awesome. Well, as a collective group, we've given you guys zero answers. I'm so sorry about this. We really let everybody down.
Sorry. I have
we my have to do a better job of actually discussing this stuff before the show. So apparently we didn't this time. But no, actually, I agree with Joe. They are tired. Leonard is net. But if you want a dog, if you want a good bet, bet the LA Kings.
They play Vegas very hard.
When do they start?
They do play them hard, but it's scary because it does. You know, you're not gonna know what Fleury you're gonna get today.
No. And I would never take in this situation Vegas minus 1.5, because you can't take Vegas money line. It's way too high at minus 175. Vegas on that puck line, there is no way. They are not covering this puck line when they play the Kings. So the best bet for value on this is to take the Kings as the dog at plus 160. And that's the only way I was going to play this. And I decided to take it because these big dogs have been hitting lately.
Yeah, exactly. We've been hitting the dogs lately.
Yeah. We have. I was really disappointed this weekend. The Ducks were plus 300, and public was so far on the Avs. I really thought that one would have hit this weekend. It didn't. The Ducks just couldn't pull it out, but it would have been an amazing one if that hit. But the Ducks and the Sharks play tonight. The total's 5.5 on this one. I am leaning on the over on this game.
And on
the Ducks and the Sharks. What are you guys liking this game? You know what? I'll give you guys a minute to think about it.
I'm actually just placing a bet on the Kings right now.
Okay.
I'm too. I'm going to put money on the Kings
right now. Okay. Joe sold me, guys. Joe sold me. I'm betting right now.
You guys bet the Kings. I'm going to run our ad, and then we'll come back, and let's talk about this Ducks and Sharks game tonight.
Bet the Kings, y'all.
bet the LA Kings plus 175. Now I got them up.
Well, it's worth it.
You're getting a better value.
Much on the Kings.
There we go. Let's go.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.
Oh my god.
Oh, you do the best clap. That is awesome.
It is. It's awesome.
It was fantastic. I'm gonna change our banner running at the bottom here.
You're gonna screw me over in this Kings bet. Like, I bet $50.
It's fine.
Better be good. Better be solid information.
You know what?
We all came up with.
I really do think that this is the only way to bet this game tonight. The best way to bet this game.
We got to make, if Joe loses, we got to make it to the hustle and grind by herself.
That's okay. And so we're a team, you guys. Don't be so mad, hating on me.
This is why we bounce things off each other. This is why we bounce things off each other, find the best thing for everybody else, and we come to a conclusion, which was the LA Kings in this case.
I chose Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
I don't know if I trust you, Cam.
No,
I'm not trusting Joe. I'm not trusting Cam anymore.
What? I'm pretty good.
With hockey, you're the parlay. You're the parlay guy in hockey.
I am the parlay guy.
So, you guys, if you want to bet the LA Kings, you have, like, 10 minutes. The game starts in 10 minutes.
Do it now!
Like Tammy P said, it's plus 175. If you want to bet them in Canada, check out VIPBets.com. Your first match deposit, they will match up, your first deposit, they'll match up to 500. Wager Attack in the USA. You guys, get this bet in.
And don't forget about Stables Media.
Stables Media.
Don't never forget about Stables Media. Never, ever, once, ever can you do this. Forget about Stables Media or Stables Media or the people that are working with Stables Media. There are a lot of people that are working under Stables Media, working with Stables Media, and everybody else around Stables Media. They're all sponsoring us. So thank you very much to Stables Media.
Absolutely, because that's who we're 15
times, guys. That was like 15 times. Like, don't even smile. Hold your face together.
I am smiling. It's hurting so bad. I'm smiling really so much tonight.
Good job, Graham. I don't know what to do.
What? Who are you making fun of right now, Cammy P?
Both of you.
Okay. That's okay.
I'm promoting our foundation. Our foundation, Stables Media.
Don't make fun of my girl.
Stables Media is our foundation. So I'm promoting them. And you guys are not even smiling at all. Like, angry.
Okay, I've got to mute myself. My dog is being a jerk right now. So hang on. I'm going to go score it.
So, did you Lisa?
UFC?
What's that?
Did you watch some UFC? I haven't watched it because it was early.
No, I didn't. But you work with the sock puppets, and I can do this. If it folds around, I can make a dog.
What are you doing?
So freaking! Oh, what you do that?
Have you been drinking?
No. We were talking about the UFC, and I said I didn't watch UFC, but I can make a dog puppet because your dog is barking in the background. And I was trying to mimic him and just like this.
There we go. That's awesome.
Good,
I love it.
I don't think you guys understand how hard this is. Can you guys bend your fingers like this?
Okay, no. Let me make you.
I can.
Have you screens? Let me make you. Oh, God. I don't even know where
you're. You're cutting out, Joe. Can't hear you.
Okay. I totally everybody, almost lost you guys are.
Can't talk very well. She's cutting out, so can't deal with that.
Okay. Let's see your sock puppet again. You?
Oh, I can't.
Where was that? Lisa?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You
did a great job, Lisa.
It's Verizon. Can you hear me?
Joe is so mad right now. Sorry, Joe. I wanted her.
Okay, sorry. What else are we going to talk?
Try to have fun. Try to have fun, guys. Try to have fun.
Oh, no, I got it.
Go ahead, Joe. Before your head explodes, go ahead. She's mad. She's raging. Go rage.
Dad smile.
I love how Cammy P is getting smaller in the screen. He's like, the shoulders are lifting, the face is dropping. I'm not even angry. I don't even know what you're talking about. I wanted to see your little puppet thing, and then you wouldn't do it. And I'm sitting here waiting for you to do your puppet.
I like to do it. Same concerned face, and she was very upset. And it's just like, guys, look at this. Hands.
I don't know. I'm trying to do it too.
Okay, do it again.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's too fast.
Okay, look.
Though, this
fingers.
Yeah.
And pull these fingers around.
How do you pull those around?
You double jointed. Oh,
okay, you put it.
Claire, you can do this too.
No.
I do.
I think I got it wrong.
Okay, for everyone listening on Spotify, Cammy P is doing finger tricks and I can't do them. And
here's a good view of it. Ready? Your index finger, bend it all the way back.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
It looks so gross.
There we go. There we go for everyone
that's one
listening.
Thing I'm telling you that. It's not sports betting. It's just.
I can't do it.
Butterfly?
The butterfly is easy.
Okay, on that note, what do you guys think of the Phillies and the Mets game tomorrow?
Ooh.
Any thoughts on this game? The Phillies are 5-3. The Mets are the opposite direction, 2-3 right now. The Phillies have the ERA of 3.42, while the Mets have 3.97, 3.2 runs per game. But they're having trouble once they have runners on base,
right?
Hitting those runs to get it in.
Yeah, they are.
Yesterday was an amazing game between the D-backs and Cincinnati. So
that would have been a great game.
I went to it. It was amazing. It was nice. But I don't know. I'm going to take the Phillies tomorrow.
Yay! We're taking the Phillies.
And get
me,
Phillies. Yeah.
So, you guys, for Hustle and Grind, we talk every single morning about the bets we're putting out as a team. So, apparently, now you guys all know we're all on the Phillies. So, that's how we come about it. Plus 127, we got the Phillies tomorrow. So, it's a great dog.
Okay, so let's see. Are we going to talk about what we're going to do now? We're going to switch our Patreon and we're going to do something else. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, Cammy, he hasn't been part of the group. Okay, but Cammy P, so you haven't been part of the group chat. You've been ignoring us all.
No, I've been busy.
He's been golfing and shit.
Do you know what? Golf, guys, is very busy stuff. How many sports are you guys playing per day? Because I'm playing one.
I play a lot of
sports.
Yeah.
You play a lot of sports? Because I'm playing one major sport. It's golf. And it was like I was in the Masters because I just watched the Masters. So I was like playing the Masters. On a small career, it has nothing to do with the Masters.
So you were playing a Master video game and watching a Masters.
You know, I was playing actual golf, but I'm just like playing like I'm speed, you know, like, and except I suck compared to speed and I just duff it everywhere.
Whatever. What's your handicap?
Yesterday I was 89, I finished.
Okay.
For like a plus.
How many?
And Tony says you look tiny. Keep practicing, buddy.
How many bogeys did
Tony? 2 years ago, I was shooting 100. I was shooting 120 average. Okay. Terrible. Never golfed enough. And I got a membership, and then I got down to the 90s, and then this year I've gotten down to the 80s. So in 2 years, I've gotten from 120 down to the 80s.
Well, I would hate to see what I do because my ball goes backwards. So
I'm doing good.
I want to go to the range so bad.
You have to start somewhere, Lisa. You can't make fun of us all.
I want to go to the range and hit the balls because the only thing I do is ride the carts when I'm drunk.
I love it. Like I'm going to the shooting range next week.
I used to just hit the
everyone said.
Yeah, so I didn't listen.
You get it? No? No one got it? No, riding carts and hitting balls? I don't know. What?
All
right, fine. I tried.
I don't get it, Kevin.
I tried to contribute something.
You tried what?
Nothing. Oh, apparently it's over your head.
It went over my head too. I didn't even get it.
Well, you did a whole show telling me I tossed a salad and I had no freaking clue what you're talking about.
Cards and hitting balls over your fucking heads. Are you kidding me?
Balls. I didn't know the
term. Come on. Oh my God.
Okay, explain it.
This is why I need another male host on the show because of these two. Does anyone else that wants to be a male host on the show, like co-host? Come on.
Or maybe it's just a female show because the males seem to go over our heads.
What? Joe's gonna get it.
I'm gonna get it. Okay.
If for some reason I look at her screen when someone comes in and like attacks her from the side, it'll be me in like 10 minutes.
My door is locked. You cannot get into my house. It's locked.
You need a passcode to go in there.
Reel him in. I'll knock. Reel him in.
No, she won't. My daughter will so not let you in. Okay, you guys, we have 4 minutes left. Is there?
We got 4 minutes left.
4 minutes left. Wow. Anything fun and exciting you guys want to talk about? Again, you guys, we have the draft party. Make sure you DM us for the invite. It's going to be invite only. We're going to do it on Zoom. The three of us will be hosting it. It's going to be
fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyways, so just come on in.
Yeah, bring your drinks because we're going to be drinking.
Yeah,
we'll be a stickler. She'll be fun. This one time.
What are you talking about?
Wow. All around. I'm not landing tonight. I have to work on my humor. Not landing at all. Sorry, guys.
You guys, I think between our Zoom party, we have some fun bets. Where Justin Fields goes, where Trevor Lawrence. Well, Trevor Lawrence is pretty a given. Let's put out some personal, like our Zoom party bets. For where these top players go. Let's have a lot of fun. Let's do some door prizes. Yeah. Let's give away some Hustle and Grind.
It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. Let's have a blast.
Let's do it.
There you go, Cammy P.
I'm excited. I'm jacked about this. I want to do this. Let's do it.
Okay.
For our Zoom party. Don't forget about that.
We get it all set up. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Joe, can you hear me?
Your shirt looks almost see-through. I don't know what Cammy's talking about.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Now I can hear you. My fingers in my ear. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
There it is. I can hear you. Lisa, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Lisa,
if you can't hear me, touch your finger to your ear. You can hear me. No? She's not hearing me. No. Again, tough crowd, guys.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, we will be back next Monday. Do you guys want to do 2 Mondays from now? We'll talk all about the draft, where we expect players to be going. That will be the Monday right before the draft. Next week, what do you guys want to talk about? What can people expect? MLB? Should we have a great MLB guest on?
I'd like to hear from our listeners. I'd like them to email us, and you can throw that up on our email. But I'd like to hear what they would like to have for suggestions, and we'll talk about that.
Do you want more terms?
What's that?
We haven't done no terms today. So, yeah, I want to hear some more terms and understanding betting. Let us know as well, and I'll get to that because I like doing little terms.
I tried to bring the terms into this, Lisa, but apparently that went over your head, and I talked to you guys both about this. What a betting in the first period over the betting the whole game.
Yeah, but we need more.
You guys explain and elaborate, but you guys just chose not to.
We can't do MLB next time, so we can talk about MLB, the money line and stuff like that, and the first five. We'll get into that next episode.
No.
We absolutely will. Cammy P, 2-1. Girls win in this situation. We always stick together. So, Lisa, whatever you want to do, I back you.
If I was close to my mouth, I would do that right now, guys. And I hope you guys have a great night. And thanks for watching, guys. I really appreciate it. And thanks to Stables Media and Wager Attack and VIP Bets. We thank you guys all. And hope you tune in next week for us.
Yeah, tune in for next week, y'all.
Absolutely. And make sure you guys all go follow us on social media at Hustle and Grind. You can check out our Patreon for our best picks for the day. They are all up there. We have so many packages, you guys. Go check it out. And until next week, you guys have a wonderful time. Mwah.
Hey, are you looking for a sports podcast that's more than the stats and the rankings that you already saw on your pop-up notifications? Are you looking for a feel-good story that will motivate you? Do you ever wonder what happened to your favorite athletes after they retired? If you answered yes, then I have good news. Hey, my name is Kayla Branham, and I'm inviting you to listen to the Legacy After the Locker Room podcast. You can find it on all your favorite podcast platforms, or you can watch the live stream on Stables Media on Facebook every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. I'm committed to creating hope and possibility through sports, and I challenge you to live your legacy. Again, Legacy After the Locker Room, every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, Stables Media on Facebook.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.